I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball.
I don't know. The Powerball.
The Powerball. Why are you in one ear, by the way?
Apparently, that video on YouTube is not in stereo. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if any of you guys have heard that guy. I think that little boy is so cute, though. Apparently, I've never been on live TV before.
By the way, I just reposted the straw poll for tonight's episode name because we have a three-way tie. So somebody needs to break that.
Three-way.
But he's like a future Big Fatty. He's like a Big Fatty in training.
Why does Big Fatty say apparently?
No, but you know, he has a, what do you call those? What do you call those verbal crutches that people use? Like, and apparently, and
well,
like.
Apparently he stopped saying that because he was on Ellen and he made a point not to say apparently at all. And she even asked him, do you not use apparently anymore? And he said, no, I have a new favorite word. And I don't know what it was, but it wasn't, apparently. So.
Excellent.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's like a future Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2031. The BFO for Thursday the 5th of November 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got nothing. I mean, I literally have got nothing.
Big Fatty.
Hello, moistness. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your moistness, because y'all, first of all, y'all, do you listen to the Toucan Beanie? Yes, Big Betty. That's the hat show, and as opposed to the underpants show, but y'all, on the hat show, Dr. Stone, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but he has a degree in meteorology, and he was making predictions that the El Nino... the El Nino that's going to be hitting California.
Big Fatty, didn't he used to do humidity reports?
Of course he did. That's why, you know, he has a degree in meteorology. He's predicted the El Nino is going to be like under the dome in San Diego. It will rain everywhere. In California, except in San Diego. Now, that's what he predicted. That's what he predicted on the Toucan Beanie. But y'all, I think it was Tuesday night, y'all, I saw that he tweeted red rain. So y'all, evidently, he definitely is a meteorologist because, you only have to guess it's going to rain or it's not going to rain. And they're usually wrong most of the time. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 5th of November, y'all, it is a super duper special celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Big Fatty, it sure is.
Today is the exiting of the birth canal celebration of Miss Kitty.
Big Fatty, we love Miss Kitty.
We do love Miss Kitty. And Miss Kitty the only thing Granny does better than Miss Kitty is shat himself.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
And poor old Granny, you know, y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. But anyway, y'all, back to Miss Kitty, y'all. So if you see Miss Kitty on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all, just...
Big Fatty, can you stay awake?
I don't know why I'm so sleepy. Because I slept well. Y'all, I'll tell you about that after I do this. But y'all, Y'all, if you see Miss Kitty on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all, you just make sure that you wish Miss Kitty a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I bet that his favorite dancing girl when they were at the Von's East on Hump Day picked him up a big old cake. But y'all, I forgot I had the coupons when I said I ain't got shit. Big Fatty, you ain't got shit because there ain't much on the coupon. Well, that's true. Y'all, this was shit week at the Von's East, y'all, because that's all I bought was shit. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Y'all, they had, though, the Von's East was running a Boar's Head submarine sandwich. And y'all, it was the chicken cordon bleu. And it had chicken and ham and cordon bleu. Big Fatty, what is cordon bleu? I think it means that it had cheese on it. And spicy mustard, and they were going to put the mayonnaise on there, and I said, no, I do not want the mayonnaise. So, y'all, and I got that, and then y'all, it was sitting there waiting on me, and y'all, it was heated, and it was just lovely. Y'all, I got me an onion. I'm going to make me some of that cube steak probably this weekend. Y'all, I needed another package of the Swiss cheese to make my little crema sandwiches, so I got that, and I put that in the freezer. Y'all, they had the payday candy bars. In fact, all the Halloween candies were half price. Y'all, I got a bag of the paydays and took them into the coal mine. Y'all, I picked up a 3-pound package of the ground beef. I would probably make me either some spaghetti or maybe a hamburger steak. Yes, Big Betty. Let's see. What does that say? That is our... Oh, y'all, I got me some more of those little breakfast pizza pies. Y'all, you know, I got a friend, we'll call him Larry, coming to stay with me tonight, Thursday night through the weekend for Old Coal Miners Weekend. And y'all, I didn't know if he drank his coffee or with cream, so I picked up some half and half, and as soon as I got back, he sent me a testimonium that said, so I've got some cream. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, they had these little containers of red and green seedless grapes. Buy one, get one free. So I picked up one of those that just looked good. And y'all, they had the Cheetos. I think there was 2 for $5 or something like that. And y'all, I love the jalapeno flavored ones. So I picked up a bag of those. I thought we could have a little snicker snacks if we wanted a cocktail this weekend. But y'all, and I looked old. Y'all, I spent $47.15, but I saved $17.52. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gotta say, Big Fatty, you still got 10 minutes.
No, and I have no fucking idea what I'm gonna talk about.
Big Fatty. Let's just see here. Y'all, if you're on the Grin Doctor, I don't know if how many of you, I know Miss Beaver is on the, Big Fatty, she is not on the Grin Doctor. Y'all, if you're on the Grin Doctor, the thing that it happens every year. Everybody goes on and puts on their gay crema costume. They change the picture to a gay crema costume. And Big Betty, why does Granny wear that mask all year long? Oh, that's not a mask. Oh, that's horrifying. Well, it kind of is. And it's just one of those that you just kind of go, oh, really? And, you know, then as we move towards crema, everybody will put a picture of the crema tree, or they'll be standing in front of their crema tree. Big Fatty, you've got it all figured out. I guess I do. y'all, you know, I had to pay my car taxes, and y'all, when I got home from the coal mine on Thursday, on Wednesday, y'all, my sticker, my renewal sticker for my tag had arrived, so I've got to put that on. Y'all, it's been misty rain, and downright, y'all, it was a downright downpour hump day morning when I got up. So anyway, y'all, a little bit of bad news. My neighbor, the Lesbyterian that was running for city council, did not win. Y'all, they had 5 candidates, and nobody got a majority. And y'all, I thought that they, if you didn't get a majority, that you had a runoff. But evidently, if you didn't get not a majority, a 50% plus one vote, you had a runoff. But evidently for city council, that's not the rule or whatever. So I'm sorry that she did not win, but I am I salute her for trying. And y'all, I gotta say this, the campaign signs are coming down quicker than hotcakes. Big Fatty, how quick are hotcakes? Well, I'm not real sure, but evidently they're very quick, because the signs came down quicker than hotcakes. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I've got something here from my mother. Let's see what this means. Big Fatty, it's about getting old, isn't it? It is about getting old. I probably already read this, but but we're going to read it again. Big Fatty Hat M is going to be so thrilled. Well, maybe if I had some voice letters. Big Fatty, you got one. I know, but I don't. I got to have at least 2 voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. I don't have any. I don't know. I don't have any voice letters. Big Fatty. All right, y'all getting older. A distraught senior citizen phoned her doctor's office. Big Fatty, it sounds like Granny. Yeah, well, kinda. Is it true, she wanted to know, that the medication you prescribe has to be taken for the rest of my life? Yes, I'm afraid so, the doctor told her. There was a moment of silence before the senior lady replied, I'm wondering then just how serious my condition is, because this prescription is marked no refills. That one's pretty good. An older gentleman, Big Fatty, that doesn't sound anything like Granny. No, it doesn't. An older gentleman was on the operating table awaiting surgery, and he insisted that his son, a renowned surgeon, performed the operation. Big Fatty, I think I've read that. Well, I don't know. And he was, as he was about to get the anesthesia, he asked to speak to his son. Yes, Dad, what is it? Don't be nervous, son. Do your best, and just remember, if it doesn't go well, if something happens to me, your mother is going to come and live with you and your wife. I don't think I have read that one. Y'all, here's a little something on aging. Eventually, you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. This is so true. I love to hear them say, you don't look that old. Big Fatty, they never say that to Granny. y'all, it is true. You just, you know, you tell Granny, well, you know, you don't look that old. Well, how old is that? You know, anyway. The older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for. Big Fatty, you can say that again. I said, the older we... Big Fatty, it sounds like something Peter G would say. It does. Some people try to turn back their odometers. Not me. I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way and some of the roads weren't paved. Big fatty, you sound like an old car. My mother the car. Y'all, do you remember my mother the car? Horrible television program starring Jerry Van Dyke, and y'all, his mother came back reincarnated y'all, when you are dissatisfied and would like to go back to youth, just think of algebra. Big fatty, do we have to? One of the many things that no one tells you about aging is that it's such a nice change from being young. Big fatty, ain't that the damn truth? Being young is beautiful, but being old is comfortable. Big fatty, yes! First you forget names, then you forget faces, then you forget to pull up your zipper. It's worse when you forget to pull it down. Beep, and it's vulgar. Two guys, one old, one young, are pushing their carts around the Walmart when they collide. The old guy says to the young guy, "Sorry about that. I'm looking for my wife, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to where I was going." The young guy says, "That's okay. It's a coincidence. I'm looking for my wife, too, and I can't find her, and I'm getting a little desperate." The old guy says, "Well, maybe I can help you find her. What does she look like?" The young guy says, "Well, she's 27 years old, tall, with red hair, blue eyes, is buxom, wearing no bra, long legs, and is wearing short shorts. What does your wife look like?" The young guy asks, to which the old guy says, "Doesn't matter. Let's go look for yours." That one's pretty good, too. Y'all, every once in a while, the Hatterina send out some good ones. And y'all, here's the last thing on here. "Lord, keep your arm around my shoulder and your hand over my mouth." Big fatty. Y'all, ain't that the truth? Y'all, and the older I get, keep your hand over my mouth. It is more and more true. It's just, yes, Big Fatty. I don't have anything else left. Let's just look over here in the e-letters and see if we got anything. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Trucker Alex. Trucker Alex sent me we were talking about the ka-ching. And y'all, he sent me a link to an app called Ka-ching. And y'all, it is spelled K-A-C-H-I-N-G. So I don't know what the app does. Big Fatty probably makes that sound. It could be. You never know about these things. Well, let's see here. I think that finally, the time is about up. Praise hydrogen. Put your arm on my shoulder and keep my mouth closed. Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, how did you fill up that 20 minutes? I have no fucking idea. Because, y'all, I really had nothing. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, we're over the hump and on the downward slide now. And, for Friday, I'll be here before you know it. Yes, Big Fatty, but you have to work on Saturday, so it's today is hump. Oh, yeah, I guess, well, maybe I'm double humping this week. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from over there at the DI Positive get tested. And Daniel, what did Big Fatty sound like today?
He's like a future Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty is like a future Big Fatty. Let the wall keep my mouth
you
covered.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.